In the ATI Player Spotlight today, a guy who needs no introduction, Adam Vinatieri. Thanks for being here with us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Tell you what, you've had such a great career, but right now it seems like you're not on the tail end of it. You're full steam ahead. How do you approach your career from, say, when you came in at the beginning of your career to right now?
Obviously, it's a lot different when you're 43 instead of 23. Your body's a little different. So I pay a lot more attention, do all the little things, try to do all the little things right to make sure that I'm feeling good every morning that I wake up. And, you know, our staff does a great job. Our training staff, you know, they do a fantastic job. Aaron Burrell and the boys there are great. They keep me going. And you know, so you pay attention to the little things. And then every time you step on the practice field, you don't waste reps. You know, every rep's got to count. They all have to, they're all meaningful. And you try not to have bad days. So that's what we try to do.
You haven't had many bad days. I don't know how superstitious you get, like a pitcher throwing a no-hitter. So I'll throw out some numbers, 38 kicks in a row. If I say that, does that bother you? Do you think about that when you run on the field, or are you just, hey, I'm kicking this next kick?
Yeah, no, I really don't think about that. I know media and you guys like to bring it up, but for me, every time you step on the field is an opportunity to help the team, put points on the board, to swing some momentum, to do all that stuff. So we all have a job to do. You know, that's my job, to go out there and put them between the posts. And, you know, so each time I step out there, it's a new challenge. You can't really think about the last time, if it's good or bad. You know, you just have to move forward and refocus in every time, and hopefully they go where they're supposed to.
I don't know how much you reflect on your career because you're still in the middle of it, but do you remember?
I wouldn't say I'm in the middle. I'm going to say a little further toward the back end.
when you look at your career, do big kicks you've made stick out more in your mind, or kicks you miss that you wish you had back?
I would say, though, I remember all the misses even more so than some of the makes. I mean, obviously there's a few makes that are etched in your mind forever, but I definitely beat myself up over the misses more than I praise myself for the makes. So hopefully there's a heck of a lot less misses than makes. So, you know, you remember the misses, though, for sure.
As soon as you put the foot on the ball, do you know right away if it's good or bad?
More times than not, yeah. Every once in a while you'll hit a ball. If it's a long one or something, you still want to, you know, follow through and look up to see if it's in fact going where it's supposed to. Or if you have some wind conditions or stuff like that, you want to make sure you get it online. But it's kind of like a good golf swing. If you hit it well, you know it. It feels right to you, and you usually don't even have to look up to know.
What's the relationship like with the fourth down army, talking about Pat McAfee and Matt Overton? And it's a great bond you guys have, and it's also good teamwork because Pat's out there doing the kickoffs. That's really saving your leg, and it's been a match made in heaven, really.
It really is. You know, those two guys are just, you can't say enough good stuff about them, just professionals. You know, they have a good time. They have fun. They're both great in the community, all that stuff. But when they step on the field, it's always business. We have a good time. There's bantering and there's, you know, talking with Pat and I when we line up for field goals and stuff. But those guys are always ready to go. I'm very fortunate for two reasons. One, that they're such great athletes and they do such a good job. But number two, the continuity of the three of us being together for quite a while. We know each other's quirks. We know how to kind of pick each other up. So I think it's a good the three amigos is pretty good right now.
You talk about getting older like me, and that means life goes on. You have a next generation. I saw a great picture of you on social media out there watching the next generation of Vinatieri play football. What's that like, and what kind of dad are you watching that kind of game?
You know, I've got three children, and all three of them are in sports, and each one of them they each have their own thing that they like the best, and it's fun for me. It's hard for me to sit up in the crowd and just watch and cheer at a you know, a tame thing. I want to run down there and help coach and do some of that, which I'm fortunate enough, I coach some of my son's baseball and my daughter's soccer and stuff like that. So, it's a lot of fun. You know, that pitcher was taken at halftime. I just couldn't bite my tongue anymore. I had to go down and say a couple of things, and I'm Italian, so I speak with my hands. So, my wife took the picture and thought it was pretty good. I had to share it. It was fun.
He's a father, he's a coach, and oh yeah, he's the Colts kicker. Keep him between the uprights
there,
Adam.
Appreciate it.